is Southside.
And as promised, it's that time where we actually find out from HMRC.gov.uk, of course, which will be mentioned at least twice, I would have thought, in the next feature, what's exactly happening with Jill Prowse. Jill, good to see you again.
Good to be here. Well, what I thought we'd have a chat about today is about just a couple of items that will have happened in April. We've all heard the budget. We've all seen lots of things on the telly about it. But sometimes I think it's quite easy when you hear it for it to make very little sense to a lot of us who are listening to it. And I thought, well, I'll just pick a couple of things out that will impact on at least, you know, I would say 80% of the people listening, and just make them hopefully a little bit more easy to understand. So yes, there's loads of things taking place in the budget. Whenever there is a budget, there will be a budget update on our website. Now, it's interesting you said, Alex, about the HMRC website, because actually, I won't be mentioning that.
No,
because
it's the end of the world as we know it, Jill.
We've got a website now for businesses and a website where individuals would go. So what we're moving towards now, I mean, the HMRC website is still there. And if you went into there, if you went to the bottom of the home page, you'll see on one side there's a direct link to Business Link website and on the other Direct Gov. And the idea is now that the Business Link website is the government website for businesses. So you're not going into a website where you can get everything. So a business could go on that website and know that they will find information relevant to them as a business. Whereas if you are an individual and you wanted to have a look up something to do with your child benefit or your tax credits or the local Sure Start or something like that, then if you went into Direct Gov,
so
you'd get information on that.
Because I'm looking at this now. I'm looking at the
right.
HMRC.
Make it go down.
So scroll down. That's fine. It's called interactivity for that sort of point of view.
Yep, scroll it down. And it will be there.
It's gone down as far as it'll go, Jill.
Oh, well, they are there on the site normally. Can you see in the blue bit at the bottom, does that say
Direct Business Link?
Business Link, and on the other side, Direct Gov?
We do have Direct Gov.
That's it, and if you clicked onto them, you'd go into those sites.
There we go.
I wasn't fibbing to you, see?
I didn't think so, but, you know, just after a bit of consumer testing. You know, it's not just
glad it worked.
Exactly, there we are.
So, yes, that's just a quick synopsis of that, and basically it is to hopefully get people to the right place for the information they want in a very user-friendly way. The thing with the Business Link website is Revenue and Customs actually keep that up to date. So you're going to get everything you need as a business. Now, within the budgets, there's always lots of changes. And something that happens each new tax year, and when we talk about a new tax year, we're talking about the start the new tax year this year, which is 6th of April 2011.
Just saying, you can even actually start an online application and watch a video about finding jobs online.
It's very, very good, yes. So you would, for the tax year we're in now is 2011 to 2012. So it runs from the 6th of April 2011 to the 5th of April 2012. And what happens each tax year normally is that we do have a change in sort of how much we can earn tax-free in the year, or not earn as in just working for an employer, it's how much you can receive in taxable money each year before you start to be assessed for tax, start to pay tax. And it's gone up by £1,000 from last year. So from the 6th of April, the new personal allowance for somebody under 65 years of age is £7,475. And that means that any of us, if we had income that was taxable below that level, we wouldn't pay any tax in this year. Once our income goes above that, then we would start off paying at 20%. So when you hear people talking about basic rate, that's what they're talking about, 20%. So in other words, you know, if you had £10,000 coming in taxable income, the first £7,475 would get taken off that, and it would just be the balance that would be charged at 20%.
In the studio today, Jill, we have not one, not two, but three sort of co-presenters from that point of view. And I just wanted to have a little round robin here just to find out, Rob, what are your views in terms of tax? Because obviously you're the editor of Fly Me to the Moon, and the magazine is there. Is this something where you think, tax, I don't worry about that? Or how does it slot into yourself? Do you think is it simple? How could Jill make your life more easier?
No, obviously this is the time of the year and I've got to think about it. I've just got a tax form through my door, actually, just before I came here. So
joys of being self-employed, of course.
Yeah, exactly. And it can seem quite complicated because I've got one set of books for my fanzine, which is by the football season, mm-hmm. and then all my other earnings are April to April, mm-hmm. so I sometimes get quite mixed up.
So Jill, is that...
Well, actually, I mean, there's a very easy solution to Rob there, and one which, when we're doing our free education for people... For people who are self-employed, we talk about sort of the times in the year that are important to you. Now, this time of the year, again, is important because of it being the end of the last tax year. For somebody like Rob, who is self-employed, the way that we collect tax is different to the way somebody working for an employer pays it. So somebody working for an employer, if they're paid monthly, they will have a 12th of their personal allowance taken off their gross pay before they're charged any tax. So that by the time they reach the April, they've had the whole of that year's personal allowance. When you're self-employed, you pay exactly the same rate of tax as somebody who works for an employer. We all pay the same rates. The difference is, because we have to wait until the end of the tax year to ask for details of that year's income, we don't find out till later on what that person should pay tax on. Mm. They still receive their full personal allowance, and then the bill is worked out. Now, what Rob could have done, and could change it if he wishes, is that most people starting off in self-employment, we actually say to them, why don't you take your first year accounts to the 5th of April? And then everything falls nicely in line with the tax years. There's nothing wrong with not doing that. So I think what you mean, Rob, is that your accounts for your self-employment probably go to somewhere midpoint in the year. What accounting dates do you have?
Yeah, I've got, for all the earnings outside my football fanzine, I tend to do them for... I put the football fanzine, I do it like, so it finishes in the middle of the summer, because that's, because I do it by the season, you know.
I mean, really, from what Rob's saying, I mean, the point is that end of year suits you, it suits your business.
Yeah.
And what I would say to you is, it's not really as complicated as you would think, because what we always do is we always tax somebody on the accounting year that ended in that year. So it just means that the very first time you were taxed, which will have been the end of the very first year you started in business, we'll have used part of that first year's accounts to assess you for tax that year, which means that you'd have to wait until you either changed your accounting period or you actually ceased in the business to actually get that back, what you paid twice on, because the next year will have paid you on a whole year and that first little bit will have been duplicated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why we say to businesses, if you take your first year from when you start to the 5th of April, that won't happen, and then you just from then on take it from 6th to 5th. But you know, the free education
there
shows
you.
She's very
good, isn't she, Rob?
The point is that with this personal allowance that this year have, £7,475, so for a lot of us listening, let's be honest here, I myself will never come out of the 20% basic rate tax.
You don't know,
bracket.
Jill. These shows could go global.
But if my earnings went above a certain level, then I would be into paying at a higher rate called 40% tax. But I think sometimes people really misunderstand that, because they think that everything they earn is going to be at 40%, and it's not. What happens is, each year, at the same time as the personal allowance is changed, we also get different amounts for the bands of which we pay these rates up to. So for this year, you know, we would have to earn, you'd have to have gross earnings of above £42,475 to come out of the 20% band. So we're talking quite a lot of annual income. Mm. So for a lot of us, that 20% is what we'll be falling into. If you are, and I say lucky enough, you know, if you have an income that takes you above that level, then yes, some of it will be at 40%, but only the amount that goes over that £42,475. And there is another rate called the higher rate, which is for anybody who has income in excess of £150,000. But again, it's just the difference. This is Jill. This is the difference between the 40% and that band of up to 150. But a change that has happened this year, so if we had anybody who was listening who did have a higher amount of income through the year, because it doesn't have to just be from earnings, you could have property that you rent out, a business like Rob, you know, taxable income can come from lots of sources. And one thing they have done is for every £2 above £100,000, that personal allowance, that £7,475, is going to be reduced by a pound. So in other words, you go 14,000 sort of 14,950 above the 100,000, you won't have any personal allowance anymore. So, you know, that's just something that's been announced. The thoughts being that somebody with those kind of incomes, they can live without that personal allowance.
Yeah.
Now, that's just the actual amount for somebody under 65. And just something for our listeners who are over 65, for somebody between 65 and 74, there's a age-related personal allowance. So if you had income that was taxable in the year from pensions and maybe some from employment as well, then you would have an allowance of £9,940 for this year. Now, what they do with the age-related allowances is they have a rate of 24,000 income. And if you go above 24,000 income, then again, for every £2 above, your age-related allowance is taken down by a pound until you reach the allowance for people under 65, the 7,475. You can't get any lower than that. So my dad, who's 86 and has a state pension and a private pension, which take him just above the levels to actually get any age-related allowance, he only has the £7,475.
George Osborne, certainly does a lot of complex things, but no, you can't comment on that, Jill, don't worry.
The point is, Alex, that nobody ever says that this side of things is easy and straightforward, and all I hope is if you're listening to this and you have been a bit baffled by it, or you've never really understood it before, which there's a lot of people out there like that, then at least maybe if you have a look at your incomes and what you're paying, it'll make a bit more sense to you.
We just give her a right to reply, actually, because Jill Appleton might not be on £150,000 a year. I don't know, she may be. Jill, your thoughts, any questions at this stage? Because you actually used to work with Revenue and Customs, I believe.
I did, yes, for a long time. I worked for the Inland Revenue. well, it seems pretty sort of straightforward, I think, from what Jill's been saying there. Lots of changes.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes. This year there's been more changes than ever before that have impacted on sort of the normal person in the street insofar as, well, the one I'm going to talk about next. I'll just mention before I leave the allowances that if you are over 75, like my little dad who's 86, he actually has a bit of a higher personal allowance if he hadn't had income that went in excess of the cut-off band, which is 10,090. So you'll probably find there might be people who listen to me talking about the normal allowance of 7,475 and thought, well, I haven't paid anything and I get, you know, I only get a little bit more than that. I get more than that. Don't worry, because if you're over these ages, that's why. But coming to something else that has changed, and it's been the first time that this has changed for many years, actually, it's national insurance. So, again, for those of us who are working, now, Robbie C, self-employed, a self-employed person pays a flat rate of national insurance, which has just gone up to £2.50 from £2.40 last year. And actually, it's a bit of a bargain, because for your self-employed rate, you do get all of the things that somebody working for an employer gets, except job seekers allowance. And that's a historical thing, Rob, because when you're self-employed, and I lived with somebody who was just stopped being self-employed after 18 years, the downside is if work's not coming in, you still can't go and sign on for benefit because you're still looking for work. You're still a business.
Yeah.
But for people working for an employer, a big change has happened this year insofar as the national insurance rate that an employee, you yourself, would pay has been 11% forever, and it's just gone up to 12%. But the good news, aside to that, is the actual threshold to start paying has gone up quite a lot. So what I would say to you is that you will start to pay at a slightly higher rate of national insurance, but you would be allowed to earn, if you were weekly paid, £139 before you started to pay that. That's not to be confused with people still qualifying for things like their pension and things like statutory sick pay, because we have something called a lower earning level, which is £102 this year, but you can earn above that, up to this £139, and not pay any national insurance or tax, but you do qualify for those benefits and pension. It is ever so, when I'm explaining it, I'm thinking to myself, yes, wouldn't it be lovely if we could really, really simplify the whole scheme? And they are trying. We read things all the time, don't we? You know, they're constantly looking at it to see how can we make this less complex. what I would say to you, if you're listening to me and thinking, gosh, this is complicated, if you wanted to look at it yourself a little bit more and see the changes in the budget, go to the business link if you're a business, go to the Direct Gov if you're an individual. They will break down for you what it means for you, if you like. On our website, the www.hmrc website, again,
I knew you'd mention it.
I'd have to mention it with Max. But the point is that on there as well, on the home page of there, it sort of has a whole area about the budget and simplifying it. So it's a massive thing when you look into there. There is so many things that have changed. But there are a couple of things that we've just mentioned there which will be very close to home for most of us. And if you wanted a bit more detail on them, go and have a look in there.
And if you're wondering what's happening in the background, if you're hearing some strange noises, etc., don't worry, it's just the builders are doing stuff around the whole place. Just ignore them, that's an important thing. Jill, fantastic stuff there. We've also got a young lady called Vicky in the studio. Vicky, I mean, you're still at school, so does tax worry you at all? Is this something that you're concerned about?
Not at the moment, but I do hear that my dad gets, like, quite a lot of tax.
Higher than other?
Lucky dad then, Vicky.
Yes, exactly. Yes, go back and say, great, more tax from that point of view. Jill, fantastic. We'll speak to you again, obviously, in May. Any ideas as to what you'll be talking about then?
I think I'll wait and see what's really relevant at the time. We'll see if anything's come out of the budget, anything that, you know, that's out there that people are very interested in, and then I'll bring something along and try and make it a bit easier to understand.